The armed forces needed gas for fuel. At home, gas was rationed. People could buy just a few gallons each week, so they walked to work. Many paper mills closed. Their workers had gone to war. To save paper, the Boy Scouts held paper drives. They helped out in other ways, too. The armed forces ran out of the fluffy fabric used to stuff sailors' life vests, so scouts gathered the pods from milkweed plants. Those pods filled many wartime life vests. Caption: theaters and restaurants sometimes had to close because they had no fuel for heat. Feature box: wartime toys. During the war, toys changed. There was no extra rubber to make dolls, bicycle tires, and soccer balls. There was no extra metal to make bikes and toy trucks. Children played with paper dolls, and they cut out and pasted together cardboard trucks. The armed forces needed metal to make planes, ships, and guns. So people at home saved scrap metal. Each town had collection bins. Everyone helped fill them with bits of metal. People saved foil and nails. They gave up old pots and tools, too. American factories made no cars during the war. They made tanks and trucks instead. Airplane factories made warplanes. Shipyards built warships. The shift to war production was smooth. But there was one big problem. Most workers had gone to war. Who could take their place? Caption: people donated metal during scrap drives.